Art touches the soul because it helps give life meaning. Whether it's on stage, in a gallery, or on the street, we are drawn to art because it conjures a unique kind of togetherness. The works come alive when we're in the same space, feeling the electricity of others as they too react and respond to the in-person experience of being moved by the effort of another human being's hand. I really do believe that. So what happens when we lose that togetherness? When we can't be in the same spaces together to feel that electricity? That's what we're going to explore today. The question, can art help give this world meaning even at a distance? And we're going to start with a curator who believes that the answer might be yes. The Hastings Contemporary Museum in England is closed, of course, but they've found a way for people to still visit the museum. They use a robot.
It looks like an iPad on a Segway, so it looks a little ungainly, but it's very clever.
That's Liz Gilmore, Hastings director. The robot that virtual visitors now use was originally used by Esther Fox, museum trustee and disabled artist. So how does that funny-looking iPad clipped to the top of a telescoping arm rolling around on Segway-like wheels actually work? Well, Liz told us more.
So you log in through a computer, through a link. It's really easy. You just click the link. And suddenly you're transported to our gallery. Some of the poetry of an exhibition, the way it's hung, the pace, the temperature of it, that comes across really well by robots. And if you're driving it, there's complete autonomy. But there's autonomy through conversation and shared experience too. So it's been wonderful in that way that's brought cultures and communities together. So what happens, there's a driver, that could be me, it could be you. And you use those arrow keys on a keyboard, so forward, back, left and right, and you can drive it and you can have five passengers. It's a bit like a virtual golf buggy, that's how I think of it. But all those passengers and driver can talk. The idea is that I can do a tour of our exhibitions or have a conversation and everyone can converse. We set out with the objective of thinking, how do we continue to show the art? And actually, what's rather eclipsed that is the ability of us to have a shared experience, a shared social experience. I think at the time we secured the robot, we weren't really thinking about the profound impact of isolation. How could we? How could we have known? But really what has been incredible is the fact that this robot has been a kind of agent of social cohesion, if I want to glamorize it. But it's been a way of us bringing together people from all over the globe, from all contexts, all experiences, enabling them to connect with art as a talking point. You know, why do we look at art in the first place? We do it to put ourselves together, to make sense of the world. And I think what better time, at this time of great uncertainty, do we need that kind of sense of affirmation and shared experience? I think as the lockdown here and in other places continues, we realise that we have a very different normality to look to the future. I think that technology now will be a core aspect of our activity. I really want to draw and reflect on what we've learned through this project and to share that with others and beyond the shared experience that we're having with everyone, to think about what the future might look like with robotic assistants. When we look at art, not just the shape, colour, form, but it's the way that we might see ourselves. It holds a mirror up to ourselves, and having the opportunity to talk about who we are and how we've got to who we are. That feels incredibly important to our sense of humanity.
That's Liz Gilmore, director of the Hastings Contemporary Museum in England. The museum had its first virtual opening last week of artist and illustrator Quentin Blake, and Liz said it was fabulous, and they are currently working on getting a second robot.
On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR.